Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals on Lock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And I am so excited because we, on this fabulous Wednesday, December 15th, just 10 days away from Christmas, we are broadcasting live from the Top Gun Seminars at the Winners Creative Group Motorsports Museum right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yay! I'm so excited. I have ducked out momentarily from my portion of the presentation to join you folks in giving you 30 minutes committed to giving you the financial tools you need to get through the week. And today's topic is all about holiday spending. We're going to talk about some holiday spending blunders that you just may be making, and specifically what you can do to be more giving-like on a Grinch-likes budget. All of that and more. Yay. All on today's show. I'm so excited. We have 10 days left, well, 9 specifically for holiday shopping because people start giving gifts on Christmas Eve. Although you could catch a cold, I'm sure, and postpone that for a couple days if you're lucky. But instead of doing that, why don't we just identify some of our holiday spending blunders and figure out other ways, shall we? What do you think of that? Well, Heather, I think that's a fabulous idea. Great. Well, I'm glad you think so because that's what we're doing. Say hi to Elena in our chat room for those of you who are listening live from the Blog Talk Radio show page. She is our engineer and moderating the chat room today, so please pop by, say hi. And maybe you might have a contribution to today's show. Do you have a holiday spending blunder that you can turn into something better? Share your ideas with us, and if we air them live, you can win one of my new books coming out, Bushido Business. I'm so excited. We have personal finance secrets for your success, along with Brian Tracy, Stephen Covey, Tom Hopkins, all that good stuff. So if you would like to win, pop in the chat room and give us one of your holiday saving ideas. Or you can call us live at 1-718-508-9002, 718-508-9002. Elena would be happy to take your call and thrilled if you wanted to participate in the show and also win fabulous prizes like personal development tools. I think that's so great. So MP Dunleavy, she's my gal over there at MSN Money. She rocks when it comes to identifying holiday, well, just financial issues in general. But she's done some hard work, and she's interviewed some people, and one of the things that you can do to avoid your own personal holiday spending blunders is listen to these next ones coming up, because they might cue you into some things that you might be doing and not even realizing that you're doing them. And give you the opportunity to curtail them before you get into trouble over the next 9 days left to shop for Santa. How about not underestimating what you spend? Barbara Steinmetz, president of Steinmetz Financial Planning in Burlingame, California, is quite familiar with watching her Silicon Valley clientele get into hot water around the holidays. And she says the more money you have, the less you tend to keep track of it, she notes. So most everyone else doesn't seem to have that problem because it's all about lack. She says many people seem to have a temporary financial blindness when it comes to purchasing presents. She asks her clients in advance to estimate what they spend every year on gifts including weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, graduations, baby gifts, and the like, and then take a look at what it is that they actually spend. And most people are shocked to see that they always go over it. Think about this. It's just now coming upon Christmas, but this relates directly to our no seasonal exceptions keys. Have you ever stopped to add it all up? Your girlfriend's bridal shower, your father's 70th birthday, and so on. Kids' birthdays, Hanukkah, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, they all cost money. And because they're special event things, we just kind of go, oh, and you can't do that when it comes to managing your money, because every time you make a choice to spend your primary income on non-income producing items, you are delaying your retirement. You're delaying your financial freedom every time you do that, especially if you go over what would be realistic for your current income level. So it may seem like too basic to bother with, but like, come up with this budget. We have a fabulous strategy on our website at unlockyourwealth.com that helps you plan for holiday gift expenditures year round. How about homemade gift guilt? I think this is kind of a funny one. Guilt seems to be the biggest source of overspending. And a lot of people think it might be less expensive. But if you give the homemade, fabulously prepared baked item or handcrafted item, let that be the gift. But for example, MP Dunleavy's Aunt Jenny decided to make everyone a special basket with treats that she made herself, oranges with cloves, homemade flavored coffees, homemade cookies, even homemade dog biscuits. But then she felt like it wasn't enough, so she went out and still bought everyone else a real present, putting herself in even more financial jeopardy that she was initially trying to avoid by creating homemade gifts. But guilt seemed to overwhelm her. If you get each of your kids an equal distribution of presents, that can cost you severely. My mother used to do that. And it used to make me so angry because I had to wait till I was 12 years old to have a telephone in my bedroom. I know that sounds archaic, because most of you would be like, what do you mean? I was like born with a cell phone. But I had to wait till I was 12, but the same time I turned 12 and I got a phone, so did my little brother. And he was only 10, and I thought that wasn't fair. But equalizing gifts like that can become excessive. So you got to watch those things, because what happens is every time you get somebody something, and if somebody, like you're thinking about one particular person, you get them like three or four things, and the other person only has one, even though that one might cost more than the three things together, you feel like, oh, but they only have one present, so I need to go get them a bunch of other stuff. And people repeat this over and over and over until they're broke, or beyond broke, which would be in debt. Because it's one thing to have no money. It's another thing to have no money and owe other people. How about those unanticipated gifts? Somebody surprises you with something. And we address this in our no seasonal exceptions. Somebody, your boss, friend, coworker, or neighbor gives you an unanticipated gift. And you're like, no, now I got to go do something in return. And that's not what gift giving is about. Remember, gift giving is a selfish act, not selfless. It's about the giver, not the recipient. And you do not have to reciprocate in kind. Somebody probably gave you that because they're recognizing something you did of intrinsic value and not monetary value some other time ago. And so they're paying it forward. You do not have to return the favor. And nobody with good grace expects you to. If they're looking tit for tat, an eye for an eye, then they are probably giving you with a surreptitious motive. You have to be very careful. how about rejection rebound? This is kind of a funny way. In order to save money, you give someone a gift that you got from someone else, forgetting that that was the person that gave it to you. You're a regifter, but now you're regifting on the rebound. It's totally funny. I totally wanted to do that on purpose to someone, but my husband stopped me. But they gave me the same thing 2 years in a row, and they were acting like it was so fabulous, and it was the most gaudy, awful thing ever on the planet. Like, I wouldn't give it to my worst enemy. That's the kind of gift it was. And plus, it was like some $5 gift. And not that the monetary value matters, but this person was definitely looking for reciprocation of a greater value. And to get the same doggone ugly thing 2 years in a row, I was like, oh my God, I totally have to give this back. My husband's like, no. He's like, you need to rise above. But I said, I'm a Scorpio. Sometimes I just can't help myself. Is anybody else out there, fellow Scorpios, that feel like they need to retaliate? I'm kind of one of those. I have to work very hard at that. It's not easy. How about procrastination problems? This is another thing that kills Santa shopping each and every year. You wait till the last minute, and MP calls it last minute largesse. She says it's the night before Christmas, Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, and you're out cruising the stores that are open until midnight trying to get all your shopping done in one furious frenzy, but you realize that it blows the whole the thought that counts deal. And so as a result of these thoughtless gifts you're accumulating, they're tending to be wretchedly expensive because you're trying to make up for the fact that you waited until the last minute. And that's not always a good thing. How about parental panic? You lay out all the gifts you got for everybody and suddenly you feel like it's not enough. You love those kids so much that you just can't let them wander into the next month back to school deprived. So let me just remind you, whether you're Christian or not, the message is still the same. Jesus, the whole point of this gift-giving fiasco, only received three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And two of the three are smelly. So come on. Three gifts, two are stinky. And you're worried that your 500 presents for each and every child is not enough? Come on. There's a point and purpose to this holiday. And that would be to recognize the birth of someone. The other holidays got into the gift-giving as a result of the gift-giving spirit. But just remember, if three presents was good enough for Jesus, what's that say about your kids? So, yeah, see, even De Niro, the prosperity poochie, has a comment about that, too. How about debt of 1,000 gifts? Getting everyone a little something. Everyone, the guy down the street, all of your coworkers, the woman who cleans your house, the neighbor who jumped out of your car 25 years ago, the babysitter, your dentist. Come on. The average person will spend $4,876 on frivolous gifting. But remember, it's about the giver. So that might explain why it's happening. But if you are giving to your financial detriment, knock it off. Remember, good breeding, manners, and etiquette says all you have to do is say thanks. Give your verbal appreciation if you must do something. A handwritten card speaks volumes. Handwritten card speaks volumes. All you got to do if you want to recognize somebody, spend $2 on a card. Or, if you're crafty, make one on your computer. Well, that just sets the pace for what's coming up. Now that I've been so negative, when we return from our words from our sponsors, we're going to give you a tightwads version of Christmas and how you can save for Santa this year. Coming up, you're listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be back with more after this.
Close more sales. Close more sales. Close more sales. Hi, this is Commander Marty Logan from the Top Gun Sales Academy. Are you the best salesperson you can be today? If not, allow us to help you to outpace your competition, your fellow peers, and recession-proof your business. Visit us at www.thetopgunseminars.com, 480-626-5883. Don't make excuses. Make it happen.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420 or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. And we are talking about having a tightwads Christmas. Before the break, we were talking about a bunch of shopping blunders on the holiday, but how can we have a saving Santa Christmas? Well, here are some great ways to start out by paying your dues up front with a little bit of planning in place. Set some financial boundaries. When you create your healthy savings and spending plan, as a regular listener of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program, you know inherently that holiday spending is a part of that. And set your parameters ahead of time for the entire year. I mean, you know whose birthdays are coming up. You know who's going to be turning 15 and needing a quinceañera or a bar or bat mitzvah or any kind of other debutante coming-of-age celebration, graduations, new babies. You have 9 months to get ready for that. I mean, everything occurs well in advance. You have a birthday on the same day each year. And guess what? Everybody else does, too. As such, you have 364 days to plan. If you do not take advantage of that time, then shame on you. If you go to the website at unlockyourwealth.com and sign up for our key membership, which is our free membership, you can tool around. In our vault, we have strategies for our No Seasonal Exceptions key, which is all about strategically planning financially for holiday expenditures. Set your guidelines and stick to them. This is my dollar amount. Remember, we break budgets here, so we're not making a budget. We're creating a spending plan. And stick to the guidelines that you set up. Another thing that you can do to save money this holiday is to make sure that you shop around, compare prices. And it used to be really costly to do that. You'd have to go get a paper and sit and flip through all the coupons and then go from store to store to look for in-store specials. And now, because everything is online, you can do some comparison shopping from the seat of your own chair at home in the comfort of your living room with your fuzzy slippers on. But take the time. You could save tons of money if you just do that. And I'm so glad that Kmart brought this back. One of the greatest ways to financially plan for long-term gifting expenditures is layaway. A lot of stores are bringing back the layaway because of the credit crunch. They want to know in advance that that merchandise is going out the door. And because people have mismanaged their credit so poorly, that many times they can't apply and qualify for that in-store credit card. And so Kmart brought back their layaway program. And other retailers also now are starting layaway programs where you can put down a 10% deposit and make small payments over time. So it allows you to effectively plan for financially engage your expenditures so you can appropriately account for them in your general spending so it doesn't crush you all at once. And again, scout those sales and prepare your plastic. If you know that you need to use plastic for a holiday expenditure, in advance, you can work to systematically pay that card down or off before you even get out there. And maybe your current credit card isn't offering you all the benefits that you need. At cardratings.com, you can go shop based on member benefits, perks, rewards programs, as well as interest rate. Curtis Arnold, founder of Card Ratings and the card comparison site, who's also been a guest on our show last year, says that you can take and fill out the paperwork online by creating the download the form and send it in once you identify the ones with the best benefits. City Premier Pass Elite is a one-time price adjustment if you find a better deal on an item within 60 days of purchase on that credit card, which is a cool new benefit that I've never even heard of. Some of these benefits don't always make it into the credit card literature, so it's tough to compare apples to apples. But you can call your issuer and see if you're covered. And if not, that may be a motivator for you to switch. Online savings, discounts, and stuff are also great places to look when it comes to holiday spending. And if you're looking or shop by particular brands, you might also find additional manufacturers' coupons located at their website, which is a great way to do things, not just compare prices and find out who has the cheapest, but find out where and when those are being offered, and maybe you can pull other retailers' coupons if stores price match, and then, again, expand the amount of money that you can save by getting manufacturers' coupons as well. And if it's just the whole thing is getting overwhelming, why don't you try something new and trim your list? Make the list smaller. And you can agree to exchange cards, or if you have a large family, do Secret Santas and have everybody draw a name out of a hat. So instead of buying for everybody, you only have to buy for that one person, and then you can plan better financially for that if you only have to buy for one versus 100. Instead of preparing a feast yourself, you could have a potluck. You could pull out last year's decorations and revamp them, as well as maybe do a clothing swap so you don't have to wear last year's holiday dress again. Swap with a friend, and now you have something new, or at least it's new to everybody that's coming to your house. Maybe you could not give to the adults and just give to the kids. That's an option that we did. And all of the adults in our family, because there are several, what we chose to do is we did a charitable contribution in all of their names and sent them all cards from the charity itself. We'll send out cards thanking them personally for the charitable donation. So they get the good doggy, the pat on the back, the warm fuzzy, but they didn't have to make the donation. And we can focus on what this holiday is all about, and it's usually the kids getting stuff. You could use your spare change. If you've got those coin buckets, if you carry a purse that's weighted down with specific change more than any other particular item, start sorting it. And your bank will sort it for free, by the way. They have those little sorting machines. Or if you want to pay a fee, you can go to Coinstar, but they take like almost 9%. So that's a ridiculous amount. If you have unused gift cards, you can sell those back. A lot of websites are now popping up where you can buy partially used cards and reload them yourself at a discount, or you can sell some of those. Another way to shop on the cheap cheap is using your credit card rewards programs. We have all these great rewards. We work hard to earn them, but then we never think that maybe we could use that to buy some cool gifts for people to save money. Typically, the longer you wait to sell something, the lower the value. But if you take last year's Christmas gifts that didn't fit, gadgets you didn't use, or knickknacks that just weren't your gig, you can eBay them, Craigslist them, and sell them, or maybe have a holiday yard sale. That's also something cool you can do. How about scoping out some job perks? You might have discount passes that you can buy, or discounts on other gift cards and things that your employer offers as perks, but may not have realized was an option. And two-for-one deals. Those are always great. Buy those and give those as gifts. I love going to the museum and symphony. People say I'm kind of funny like that, but that's what my grandmother did, and she was so elegant, and I've always wanted to be like her. And so that's kind of what I did. I can't believe it. We're at the end of our show, and we're almost at the end of the year and the end of the season and the end of the keys. Join us Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for our 12th key in the Keys to Riches, review, revise, and recommit, practicing the three R's. I can't believe it. We also have Minutes on Your Money. We have so many great things, cool guests, awesome giveaways, trivia questions. Be sure to sign up for our electronic magazine at eZine, E-Z-I-N-E, at UYWRadio.com. And be sure to visit unlockyourwealth.com and collect your free membership. Free doesn't last forever, and next year we're rolling out new programs, but if you get your key membership today, you will have it for nothing. So join us at our website and enjoy some of the great tools that teach you how to become financially free. It's been so great having you. Thanks so much for joining us on the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals, wishing you a fabulous week. We will see you on Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us. And here's to your financial independence. Finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Thanks for joining us, and you make it a millionaire day.